Before lawmakers talk sentencing reforms, one question before senators Wednesday was whether to confirm Mike Cruz as the head of the state's criminal justice system. And prior to giving their stamp of approval, Florida Department of Corrections Secretary Cruz gave them an update that includes his agency cutting its budget deficit by about half.
I am proud to say that if you go back to November of 2012, we had projected a deficit of almost $120 million when July the 1st started. Our last management report last month, that deficit is projected down to be about $58 million.
Cruz says new paper and paper towel contracts have saved the state $150,000 a year. He's also asking the Florida Restaurant and Lodging Association to donate bed sheets, pillowcases, and washcloths to the prisons. Cruz also touted a now-finished privatization effort that led to a contentious court battle between his agency and unions who represented employees afraid to lose their state jobs.
We fully privatized health services across the state of Florida in all of our institutions. The largest in the country undertaking a privatization of health services and corrections. And if you look at what it was costing the Department of Corrections for health services versus now what we have under the new contract with our two providers, Corizon and Wexford, you're looking anywhere from a $40 to $50 million savings that we will see over the course of the next several years out of that.
Cruz also took responsibility for inmate escapes that occurred last year through the use of fraudulent orders.
I first would like to talk about the strengths. From my perspective, it was me being personally involved and not just me, but making sure that I was involved from day one once we recognized what had happened with these two individuals. Weaknesses, Mr. Chairman, I guess I'd say, was they got out. And we identified there was a glitch in our process. And I don't mean just our process or just the clerks. We had a glitch in the system. And we're moving rapidly to try to rectify that.
And later in the hearing, the Senate Criminal Justice Committee approved a proposed committee bill requiring the Florida Department of Corrections to verify the authenticity of court orders authorizing the early release of prisoners. That bill now needs to be officially filed in the Senate. Senators also unanimously approved a bill that attempts to address the unintended consequences of the state's 10 to 20 life law. It's inspired by Marissa Alexander, a Jacksonville woman who received a 20-year prison term after firing a warning shot during an alleged domestic violence dispute. The bill's Senate sponsor is Baker Republican Senator Greg Evers, who's also the panel's chair.
I think this bill speaks loudly to the state attorneys, to the State Attorney Association, that this legislature will not put up with folks that are using their lawful right to display a gun or to fire a warning shot.
And while the bill did not receive opposition, Alachua County State Attorney Bill Cervone says he takes issue with how much bill supporters vilified state prosecutors.
I think it's very important for all of you to note that you are hearing only from folks who are on one side of this. And when we are intaking these cases and deciding to make decisions about prosecution, we are also looking at the other side of it and making very difficult judgments that the law has always placed in our hands and then ultimately in the hands of a judge and a jury to resolve those factual disputes.
Another measure that passed its first Senate committee responds to a couple U.S. Supreme Court decisions that juveniles cannot face a life sentence without the possibility of parole, even if they committed a serious felony or murder. Fleming Island Republican Senator Rob Bradley authored the Florida bill.
The bill provides that any offender who's convicted of murder committed before he or she was 18 years old can be sentenced to life in prison, but only after a mandatory hearing at which the judge considers specific factors related to the offender's age and attendant circumstances.
In Bradley's bill, a judge could impose a minimum of 35 years in prison if they determine a life sentence is not appropriate in a murder case. The bill also provides for a judicial hearing to review any sentence of more than 25 years that is imposed for a non-homicide offense. It passed 4-1 with one Democrat opposed, and among the other measures passed during Wednesday's hearing is a bill prohibiting the sale of electronic cigarettes to minors. It has two more committees to go before it heads to the Senate floor. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.